mai, haere mai, ki te whare wānanga o Waitaha. Welcome to the University of Canterbury. Ko Liam tōku ingoa. My name is Liam, and I am a current student at UC studying accounting and taxation. Today, I'll be your tour guide on the self-guided campus tour. Thank you for taking the time to visit the campus. It was one of the real attractors in my decision to study at UC, amongst other things, and I hope after today, you will love it too. This self-guided tour is designed to give you a genuine feel for student life, show you our key facilities, and help you discover what makes UC's campus unique. The tour follows a set route, but please feel free to pause, skip, or revisit any stops throughout. UC is a truly campus-based university, which means teaching spaces, support services, libraries, cafes, recreation facilities, halls of residence, and many student flats are all located close together. In my experience, it is this that creates a tight-knit community where it's easy to feel connected. With around 20,000 students, including roughly 4,000 first years, UC is large enough to offer incredible opportunities, but small enough to provide personalized support. We've made sure this tour is accessibility friendly with ramps, rest spots, and bathrooms along the way. Your safety is important to us. If you need assistance at any point, look for the grey help towers around campus. Press the black button for assistance or the red button in an emergency. UC Security operates 24/7 and can also be contacted on 0800 823 637. That's 0800 823 637. As you walk, feel free to take photos, explore, and chat with students and staff you may meet along the way. We really are a friendly bunch.
To start, make your way to Pōaka James Height, UC's Central Library.
Pōaka James Height is the academic heart of campus and the tallest building at UC, making it a great landmark when you're finding your way around. UC has three libraries on campus, but this is the main one for learning, teaching, and research. This building is 11 stories and is designed to suit different study styles. The lower floors are talking floors, ideal for group work and project collaboration, while the upper floors are silent spaces for focused, individual study. Inside, on levels 2 and 3, you'll find Te Pātaka, our student services hub. Pātaka is a traditional Māori storehouse, and this space reflects that idea. It's where students can access support services, including first-year advisors, admissions, academic skills support, IT help, and finance services, among others. This is a key place that I've utilised from first year right through till today. If you have time, check out one of UC's makerspaces, located to the left of level 2. These creative spaces support student well-being and are a strictly study-free zone. They offer 3D printers, sewing machines, badge presses, textile printing, games areas, and crafting equipment. A great way to take a break while learning a new skill. In the basement level of this building, you have the Undercroft. This is where you can take a pit stop to grab a coffee or a bite to eat if you need to, and it also doubles as UC's food court. Additionally, you'll find the UC Pharmacy, Post Shop, UFIRST Physio Clinic, and Student Care Teams here.
When you are ready, exit the library down the main stairs you entered through and look towards the building directly opposite.
This is the Matariki building, which plays a key role behind the scenes at UC. It houses important administration teams, including the Vice-Chancellor's Office, Postgraduate Services, Accommodation, Scholarships, and the Exams Office. Most students don't spend a lot of time here day to day, but it's an important part of how the university operates. If you're able, look at the compass embedded in the cobblestones in the quad area between the Matariki building and Pōaka James Height. This was transferred from UC's original city campus at the Arts Centre during UC's relocation to Ilam between 1957 and 1975. The compass gives a bird's eye view of the university, a subtle but meaningful acknowledgement of UC's history and journey.
To get to your next destination, from looking at the Matariki building, turn right and walk down the steps or use the ramp to the grass patch with lots of large rocks and shrubbery. Turn left here and follow the path along Science Road to the Jack Erskine building on the right. Stand on the grass area between Jack Erskine, West, and the multicoloured Lin Lai.
Jack Erskine is home to mathematics, statistics, computer science, and software engineering. It's well known for its architecture and is named after Jack Angus Erskine, a distinguished UC alumni who was a physicist and electrical engineer. A key thing to know about UC is that while subjects are associated with buildings, we are a one-campus university. This means students almost always have classes across the whole campus. You might have lectures, tutorials, labs, and workshops in many different spaces, which helps you feel part of the wider UC community. For example, if you study commerce, some of your classes might be over in Rata, engineering core, and vice versa. Jack Erskine includes tutorial rooms, computer labs, postgraduate research spaces, and staff offices where students can visit academics during their office hours for extra support. If you direct your attention across the car park towards Island Road and the large island fields, in the corner you'll find the UC Security Office, which is open 24/7. UC Security works closely with Halls of Residence staff and monitors our campus to ensure students feel safe. They are there to help and will often help students to their transport late at night if they're alone, to help them get home safely. Tucked in behind them is Te Akatuki, which is our Māori Students Association, which is a whare where students can go to relax, study, or meet new people.
Now, pivot to the right and we will focus on Lin Lai, the multicoloured building.
Lin Lai is home of product design and houses the Bachelor of Product Design, a multidisciplinary qualification that combines science, engineering, business, and creative design into one. It is perfect for anyone whose interests lie in more than one of these areas. This program is project-based, so you'll work on real-world problems and develop creative solutions with access to facilities, including chemical formulation labs, 3D printers, rapid prototyping, electronics, and augmented and virtual reality spaces.
It's time to get those steps in again and make your way to Ernest Rutherford, home of the sciences. To get here, you'll want to walk underneath the overbridge towards the plants and the trees away from Jack Erskine. When you hit the wooden walkway, turn right and make your way down the winding path, ensuring the stream and greenery are on your left-hand side. The first building that you will see on the right is Ernest Rutherford. You will also see an orange building and a large number of bike racks ahead. First, stop outside Ernest Rutherford, or make your way through the sliding doors if you are able to.
This state-of-the-art, purpose-built facility opened in 2018 and is one of UC's newest buildings. If you're thinking about studying science, there's a huge range of specialist subjects you can take, from astronomy and psychology to data analysis, environmental science, or medicinal chemistry. Each floor is based around a different subject area. For example, biology, chemistry, and physics. Students get access to labs, where they get hands-on experience to apply their knowledge from lectures. A variety of second and third year science tutorials take place in the interactive learning spaces, encouraging discussions, asking questions, and giving real-world application of course content. Science students also get opportunities to get involved in field trips throughout Aotearoa, with access to field stations like the Mount John Observatory. Plus, if you're into astronomy, there's even a giant telescope on the roof.
Now, exit Ernest Rutherford through the same doors you entered and turn right towards the bike racks. At the T in the pathway, take a left. The stream should also now be on your left, and the Rata building is straight ahead. If Rata is open, again, feel free to have a look inside.
Rata, also known as Inchcore, is the main engineering hub at UC, with the building split into four main wings based on the different engineering disciplines. There is the mechanical wing and the chemical and process engineering wing at the back, and the electrical engineering and civil engineering wings at the front. In Ngāi Tahu oral traditions, Rata is acknowledged as the first engineer. To help his people cross the ocean, he sought out the tallest, straightest tree and felled it to craft a waka. This story is reflected in the design of the central atrium, which is shaped like a waka. The central atrium is a purpose-built space used for careers expos, graduation celebrations, and student events. Plus, there's also the Nuts and Bolts Cafe that offers student discounts through the UCSA V-Plate. If you know you're interested in engineering but aren't yet sure which discipline is right for you, the first year allows you to explore each area and discover where your strengths and interests best fit before choosing your specialisation. Upstairs, you'll find quiet study pods with screens and charging ports for practicing presentations, along with student lounges and kitchenettes. We call these heat and eat stations, and they're dotted all around the campus. One unique feature of this building is that it's open 24/7. So even if the main library is closed, you can scan your student ID and access the central study space. Engineering students benefit from a strong peer mentoring program called EngMe, which helps first years transition from high school to university study. Similar mentoring and academic support programs exist across all faculties, such as PALS. PALS is short for Peer Assisted Learning Support, and is a peer-to-peer program that allows students to attend optional drop-in sessions to get support in first-year courses from students who have previously done well in that course. As I mentioned earlier, we have three libraries on campus, and on the far side of the building is library number two, the EPS library. This houses engineering, physical sciences, and mathematics resources.
Exit the building using the same entrance you entered. Walk towards the glass overbridge between the Ernest Rutherford and Beatrice Tinsley buildings, with the central library in the distance. Ernest Rutherford should be on your right as you pass under the overbridge. Once you reach the open courtyard with elevated lawn areas, pause and look to your left. You should see the central lecture theatres.
The Central Block Lecture Theatres is where a lot of first-year undergraduate lectures are held and are our larger lecture theatres on campus. C1 is the biggest and can seat just over 400 students, while C2 and C3 each hold just over 200. Even though lectures can feel large, research shows that students who regularly attend lectures tend to do better overall. At UC, no one takes a role. Instead, we use a system called ACE, Analytics for Course Engagement, which tracks your online engagement across each course and gives you a personalized dashboard so you can see how you're tracking in comparison to your classmates. If your engagement drops and students don't respond to the check-in messages or calls, parents, guardians, or halls may be contacted to check on the well-being of the student. If you receive one of these messages or calls, don't panic. You're not in trouble. They're designed to help you stay on track during your academic journey. A helpful tip to know is that most lecture theatres do have back entrances, so if you're running late, you can slip in without disrupting the whole room. Almost all lectures have a recording system in place, so you can watch a missed lecture online or rewatch parts of a lecture to take more notes or revise for tests and exams as you need to throughout the semester. Our academic year is split into two semesters of 12 weeks each. Typically, you will do 4 papers per semester, with each term being 6 weeks. In this time, you will have a variety of assessments to complete and vary in coursework. Classes can start at 8 a.m. during the week and run right up until 6 o'clock at night. The length of a class can vary depending on the type, from 1 hour lectures right through to 3 hour labs. One thing that is a bit different to high school is that tests usually take place in the evening, starting at 7:30, as this is the only time of the day that the teaching spaces are free. At the end of the semester, exams are at more traditional times, but you may have them on a Saturday. Your timetable is partially created by you, so you get some flexibility to choose time slots that work best, whether that be in the morning or afternoon.
Now, if the Central Lecture Theatre block is open, you can walk directly through the building and have a sneak peek at the lecture theatres. If not, make your way around the grassy patch. Turn left towards the big orange building and stop in the open concrete courtyard next to the Help Tower. This orange building is the Rehua building. Feel free to enter this building if it is open.
Rehua houses the education and health faculties, with smaller teaching, tutorial rooms, community spaces, and faculty offices. On level 6, you'll find UCE, the Centre for Entrepreneurship, which provides UC students with opportunities to build capabilities in entrepreneurship and innovation. Anyone can bring a great idea to life, no matter what you're studying. No prior experience in entrepreneurship or business is needed, as the UCE offers mentoring, competitions and funding opportunities to help your startups come to life.
When you are ready, exit the building the same way you entered. Turn left and head down Arts Road. As you wander, you will see the Forestry Building on your left.
Student accessibility services are based in this building. Students can access personalised support if they have a disability, medical condition, learning difficulty, mental health condition, or even a temporary impairment. The team offers practical help like note takers, mobility support, interpreters, assistive technology, and special exam arrangements like a reader-writer or device use to make study more manageable. Around 20 to 25% of UC students will use accessibility support at some time during their studies, so don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help if you need it.
Keep walking until you get just past a small car park on the right. At the intersection of the footpath, turn right and walk straight towards the white building in the distance, with lots of windows. While you are walking to the White Building, also known as Medimedi, you will pass Fine Arts on your left.
This is home to UC's Bachelor of Fine Arts, a 4-year degree where you get to explore visual arts and design in a hands-on way. There are 5 disciplines to choose from: design, moving image, painting, photography, and sculpture. One of the best parts is having your own dedicated studio space, where you can work on projects anytime. There's also an exhibition space where students get to showcase their work throughout the year. Now stop in front of Medimedi, UC's business school. This building features modern lecture theatres, collaborative spaces, staff offices, and specialist facilities such as the trading room, equipped with live market data, Bloomberg workstations, and trading simulations. During their studies, business students benefit from creating strong industry connections and applied learning opportunities in many courses. Within this building is also a moot room, essentially a mock courtroom, that's used to help law students understand how different roles operate in a courtroom. A fun fact is when the district courthouse was damaged in the 2010 earthquakes, the moot court was used by the Ministry of Justice for real cases in the Family Court, Environment Court, and Coroner's Court.
Walk down the right side of the Midi Midi building to pass between Karl Popper and one of UC's mini bike sheds. Continue to walk beyond the bike racks towards another one of the help towers.
We have already seen a few of these around, but there's 13 in total. So see how many you can spot before the end of the tour. As mentioned in the introduction, students, staff, and visitors can press the black button for general assistance or the red button in an emergency. The red button activates a camera and microphone, so security can respond immediately. You will also see the cultural narrative panels on the towers, which take you on a journey of UC's heritage and evolution. If you look through the law car park and across the road, you may just be able to see the recreation centre, which is located on the other side of the stream. You are welcome to explore this as an individual stop after the tour concludes if it is open. Located at 22 Kirkwood Avenue, the Rec Centre is our on-campus gym that is a free, levy-funded service for all students. It has facilities that include a bouldering room, boxing room, spin studio, functional space, cardio areas, squash court, and a woman's only weights room. There is a large group fitness timetable on offer, with classes ranging from Zumba to Pump, Pilates, and anything in between, all free to attend. Social sport leagues, specialty courses, personal training, and wellness assessments are also held here. Lots happening at the UC Rec Centre.
It's time for us to head across the stream. There's only a few more stops to go. From the tower, turn right and walk through the pathway that separates the buildings. You should walk past a sign that says South Arts Lecture Theatres. Continue to walk ahead and through the scenic, tree-lined walkway. In spring, these trees become cherry blossoms. You are going to make your way to University Drive. Cross the pedestrian crossing at a time that is safe and wander over the bridge. Immediately after, you will see the health centre on your left.
The health centre provides affordable GP appointments, adolescent healthcare and wellbeing services. We encourage registering with them once you're enrolled, as they provide subsidised healthcare for students. Community service card holders get even further subsidies, with appointments sometimes being free. We all know that going to the dentist can be expensive, and unfortunately, we don't have a dentist here on campus. But the UCSA has worked hard to provide dental grants for subsidised dental care. More information about how to apply can be found on the UCSA website.
The next stop on our tour is the Hairaroa building, also known as the UCSA, the University of Canterbury Students Association building. Turn right and follow the path along the stream. The stream should be on your right side. If you have spotted the rainbow colourings on the pathway, you have reached the right place. Enter the brown wooden building that is on your left if you are able to.
Hairaroa is the heart of student life on campus. The UCSA is largely run by students for students. They are a large driver of the club culture we have here at UC, where there are over 170 student-run clubs, ranging from academic to social, cultural, and sporting clubs. These are a great way to meet people beyond your degree and to pursue your hobbies. There truly is something for everyone. The UCSA runs a lot of social events to enhance the student experience, and students have access to advocacy services and study and social spaces throughout the building. The Foundry, our on-campus bar, is also in Hairaroa, and they hold weekly events like quiz nights, karaoke nights, burger nights, and more. UCSA runs all of the Orientation Week social events, so this space can also transform into a festival scene from time to time.
Exit the building where you entered if it was open. Walk across the rainbow colourings, across the bridge, and across the pedestrian crossing. Walk through the yellow bollards, following the path back to the library where the tour started.
On your right, you'll pass the University Bookshop, which is your on-campus warehouse stationery. They stock textbooks, stationery, art supplies, calculators, and UC merch. The bookshop has an agreement with the UCSA, so all pricing is 10% less than the regular retail price you may see elsewhere. This brings us to the end of the tour, but hopefully just the beginning of your UC journey. Thank you so much for spending time exploring UC's 87 hectares of park-like grounds with me. As you think about your next steps, the Future Students team is here to help. If you have any questions, you can email futurestudents@canterbury.ac.nz or visit the Future Students website for more information. If you want to talk to a student firsthand, feel free to Google UC UniBuddy and send one of us a message if you want to know more about student life. If I can leave you with one piece of advice, it would be to think about what a university can offer you beyond a chosen degree. Yes, you are here to get a qualification, but you're also here to create experiences and opportunities for yourself. So when it comes to applying for that internship, grad role, or part-time job, what's going to be your point of difference that sets you apart from everyone else that's also got that same piece of paper as you? We hope today gave you a real feel for what makes UC special: a supportive community, hands-on learning, and a campus where you can truly build your own journey. We look forward to connecting with you more as you prepare and decide if UC is indeed the choice for you. Ka kite anō.